Welcome to my podcast. I'm Butter. I'm 16, and I also weigh 420 pounds. Something that you probably don't see in public that much. And yeah, I mean, that's my life has just been an emotional roller coaster, and I think it's time to share it with the world. So much stuff has happened to me throughout the past year and a half that I don't want people who are struggling with being overweight or just feeling like they aren't loved to go through the same thing. So let's start with the basics. So I live with my mom and my dad. My mom is really caring, really nice, tries to help me with everything to do with school. She helps me when I'm in pain, and sometimes I'll just come home from school and I didn't have the best day and she'll cut me up apples or, I don't know, I like to call it pity food. But, yeah. My dad doesn't necessarily like me. So after I hit 400 pounds, he kind of lost all hope in me. He wanted me to be someone who I wasn't, a football star. I know, like, I didn't play football my whole life, and as soon as I go to high school, he just expects me to be a football star. That's not how that works. Football also isn't my thing. I actually play the saxophone. I'm really good at it. At least, I think I am. I play blues, and I write my own music, but I don't know. It's just, I don't like playing it in public because it's embarrassing to be in front of everyone, and then by the end of my performance, be out of breath and be completely winded. It's really embarrassing. It's something that not a lot of people should have to worry about, but it's not necessarily stage fright either. It's just me being scared. I also used to like this girl named Anna. She's really tall, really tan, really skinny, and she has blonde hair and blue eyes, so she's perfect. And she's popular, and she only got made fun of once, and that still bugs me to this day. She dyed her hair bleach blonde, and it turned yellow, and everyone called her Anna Banana for like 3 weeks. Yeah, it's a long story with her, so let's get on to that story. So, let's talk about Anna. So, when I first started, quote-unquote, talking to Anna, she didn't know who I was. But I had a stage name on this one app that we used to talk on all the time. My name was Saxman. It's something I'm not proud of, because it wasn't necessarily catfishing, but in a way, I guess it was. So I'd talk to her every day. I'd talk to her about my feelings, but she thought I was some dude from this private school who was perfect and popular. But honestly, I was just some lame guy sitting behind a computer screen lying about who I was. I never sent her any fake pictures of who I was. I never sent her any real pictures of who I was. I honestly was just too scared that she would figure out. I did lie about a name. I told her that my name was JP, and she ended up going to my school, well, my fake school, and trying to find me. And if I would have told her a real name, that could have ended very badly. Also, if I sent her a real picture, that could have been bad also. She fell in love with me, but not me. She fell in love with the guy who she thought I was, and I honestly felt bad, but I loved her, and she loved me. It's just she didn't love what I looked like. That's what's messed up with society now. You can't love someone for the way that they are. You have to love them for the way that they look and how they treat people, and most people now just treat people like complete crap. Why can't we just treat people good, have amazing personalities, and just not care about what people look like? Never really understood why people do this. I guess it's just some thing I've always thought about. It just doesn't make any sense to me. And I don't think it's fair that I am the one who has to suffer from this. I've been in love with Anna for like 2 years, maybe longer. And she doesn't like me because of the way I look. And she loves my personality, she just doesn't know it because she thinks I'm someone else. Thanks for listening to the first episode of my podcast. I don't know what I'm going to cover on next episode, but it's going to start getting more serious as I go on. So just thanks for listening, I guess. I don't know. I don't really do these things often. I've mostly just been hiding in my room for these past couple years, but thanks for listening.